Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Today we're going to talk about one of the most overlooked but very, very critical parts of the marketing process, which is stakeholder interviews. I think a lot of marketers just honestly miss this. We love to come up with our own ideas and shop them around internally within an organization. And of course, we have people within every organization that have worked within an industry. And then we forget to actually talk to our customers, which is kind of crazy. Whenever my team is kicking off a big project, and honestly, at any checkpoint, we should be doing this. When we're kicking off a rebrand, new messaging, a website, we run a stakeholder interview process. And I'm going to tell you right now, these conversations are where we get the real insights. It's not from internal conversations and it's not the CEO's big ideas. But the thing is, you never get to the truth unless you can learn how to disarm people. Stakeholder interviews aren't actually about just having a list of good questions or even someone who's talented at interviewing. Every time a stakeholder walks into one of these interviews, they come in with kind of preconceived notions, or they might even come in with instructions from their company. They come in and they've got their guard up. They're worried about saying something wrong, or they might have an agenda that they're pushing, or they've got, like I said, instructions from their boss, or they just want to sound professional and polished. And if you come in with just your list of questions that are related to your product or service, and then you're jotting down their answers, you're maybe double clicking here or there, all you're ever going to get is that surface level corporate crap, honestly. Your brand is innovative and we are synergistic strategy, blah, 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 blah. Honestly, I have seen the result of this kind of stakeholder interview and it sucks. It sucks. It's like you might as well just not do it at all. It's not useful. So this is something that I've worked on a lot and something that I think on a lot. And it's something that I think a lot of people skip over. And it's this idea that you really have to disarm people. And actually, this is something that dates back to my days in recruiting. And I learned from a hiring manager that I worked with all the way back during my time at Xywave. His name is Eric Bloom. If any of you know him that are listening, or hey, maybe he's even listening. Probably not, but who knows. I remember sitting with him when he was in the room interviewing people at Xywave, and he was so good at just disarming people. He would sit back and, you know, he was so successful at his career, 20 years these people senior, and he would just sit back and yuck it up with them like he was their best friend. And he would disarm even the most entry-level candidates and he would get the craziest information out of them. And you know what? The people that were not qualified or the people that were putting on some kind of front, they would disqualify themselves right in that room. And I was always shocked by it. And it was really cool to just take notes on what he did and how he just brought out this level of humanity in people that is so hard to do as an interviewer. So that's really what I picked up and what I do now when I'm in a stakeholder interview, or this applies to interviewing candidates as well. You have to start with humanity and you have to connect with people on a human level. Before you start diving into any script or any official questions, I always make it a point to be very, very real and very myself right out of the gate. So, of course, you ask about their week, you ask about what's exciting to them, but I usually do a little research about people too. Like, I want to know more about them. I want to know about their family. I want to know about their jobs. I want to know what's great and I want to know what sucks about their jobs, right? And I lead with being vulnerable myself. and sometimes even oversharing a little bit, right? Because it shows them that I'm not some buttoned up person there to have a formal interview. It shows them who I am, which I'm not some buttoned up person anyway, right? I come in and I'm just super over the top me, honest, casual, a little self-deprecating, just normal. And I do it intentionally because when they see me being human, it gives them permission to do the same. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. I really want people in that room or in the virtual room, I guess, if you will, to feel like we're friends before we even get into business topics. And that's how you get past those walls. Once you're able to disarm someone, the conversation really changes. And that's when you start hearing the truth. So like when we're interviewing people, that's when we start hearing things like, oh, our marketing team came up with this message, but no one's using it, or it kind of sucks. Customers tell us that they don't get what we do and our product isn't useful, or, you know, we onboarded this product, but we were super oversold. And the things that we hear in stakeholder interviews, I swear, are things that I don't think often these companies would be telling our clients straight to their faces, which is good. That's exactly what we want to hear, right? Those moments don't happen unless the person that's interviewing you made a safe environment and the interviewee actually feels safe enough to stop performing and take down those walls and start being honest. So let's talk a little bit about how to disarm people. First is setting the tone up front. I think you can say things like, of course, there are no right or wrong answers. You just want their perspective. And obviously, there's no right or wrong answer when it comes to perspective. And if you want something to stay between us, that can stay between us. I think that takes away the pressure. Two, we talked about this a little bit already, leading with humanity. So share something about yourself, even if you feel a little bit vulnerable. If you are not able to be vulnerable, you're probably not the person to be running these interviews because you have to show that you are a human first, not just a marketer with an agenda, not just someone trying to check these people off on your to-do list. Next, ask warm-up questions. So asking things about their lives, about their job in general, or what part of their job they enjoy the most, what's keeping them busy this week, like just like an icebreaker helps in a meeting. An icebreaker kind of in these interviews really helps versus just getting right down to business. And then finally, listen and then dig in further. So if someone gave you a vague answer, don't move on. I think it's really tempting to do that. Ask people to tell you more about that, or you can let the silence do the talking, which is super uncomfortable. But often, especially for us Midwesterners, if you let silence do the talking, then they will fill it by giving you more information on the answer that they just gave, which was vague. That's when a lot of the real stuff comes out. Let me tell you that the moments of honesty are what often completely changes the trajectory of a project. I've been in interviews where the first 10 or 15 minutes were like, oh gosh, this interview is gonna be a waste of time. But then when you get 20 minutes or 30 minutes in, finally the guard comes down and then you learn things that help you just completely rewrite a strategy. But you have to get to the point where they say things that they aren't saying in front of a group of people or that they're not necessarily saying directly to their boss or to your client. That is why stakeholder interviews are so important. They're not just something to check off of your list, and they're definitely not something to skip over. They are where you uncover the truth. So next time you're running stakeholder interviews, don't just run through some script. Think about how you can go about disarming people. This is something that you have to do on purpose. And frankly, it's a best practice that you should be doing in every single conversation in your life, really. If we go into every conversation with walls up, we are never going to have good quality, honest conversation. So be a little vulnerable. Model. Give them the real you first, because when people see you being yourself, they will start showing up as themselves too. And that is where the real gold and the real good information is. All right. If you know a marketer who needs to be taking this advice or who needs to hear this information, please pass it on to them or share it on social. It is the only way that we are currently growing this podcast. And I would love your help in growing and spreading the word. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time.